Chapter 11. The Alliance for the Restoration of the Republic. Jadak woke from the tumultuous dream with the words on his lips, and a 2-1B medroid gazing at him from where it was standing at the monitoring device Sampa had yet to remove from the room.
Sir?
The droid said. Jadak stared.
You said, the Alliance for the Restoration of the Republic. Is there more you wish to add?
Jadak ran a hand over his bearded chin and shook his head.
Did I say anything else in my sleep?
Nothing intelligible, sir.
Business as usual, Jadak muttered.
He swung off the bed and shuffled to a bedside mirror panel the nurses had finally provided. Each morning, he expected to see the reflection of a man who had climbed from a grave. Instead, it was the same blonde stranger who greeted him. He used the fresher and dressed and downed some of the breakfast a different droid delivered. Sampa had lifted the moratorium regarding the holonet, but Jadak found he had no stomach for it and left the room. Still growing accustomed to his new legs, he moved carefully through the hallways, exchanging greetings with other patients when he couldn't avoid them, but mostly wrapped up in his own thoughts and growing more agitated by the moment. Sampa had warned him to expect periods of frustration as his mind sought to reconstruct the chronology of his memories, but Jadak hadn't anticipated a physical response that sometimes made him want to put his fist through the nearest wall. He couldn't escape the feeling that he had left something important undone. He accepted that the feeling was probably linked to what had turned out to be his final mission for the Republic Group, but his frustration over not being able to retrieve the memory ran deep. As if recalling the mission and concluding it would somehow complete his recuperation and restore him fully to life. The Alliance for the Restoration of the Republic. It had its beginning with the Delegation of 2000, to some extent with the Republic Group, and by the Battle of Yavin was known as the Rebel Alliance. But what did any of that have to do with him when he had been comatose for most of it? When he shut his eyes, images of Rees and the Stellar Envoy would strobe in his mind. Rees had hoped that the YT freighter would one day be theirs. He'd imagined a life of profitable and rollicking adventures, of women and wealth, and the freedom to travel wherever they wished. Jadak ground his replacement teeth. What had they left undone that seemed so urgent now? Why did he have to wait for his memory of the accident to kick in? Why couldn't Sampa just give him the details so he could move on? Jadak stepped into sunshine, beaming down onto Aurora's verdant grounds through scudding clouds. In the distance, luxury yachts were descending gently toward the facility's private landing field. Aurora even had its own fleet of ships. Patients, clients of many species, were emerging from airspeeders with tinted windows and being welcomed by security personnel, staff members, and droids. Some arrived with entourages of aides and servants. If there were celebrated or familiar faces among them, Jadak didn't recognize any. But how could he be expected to, when most of the famous beings of his time were either dead or rejuvenated beyond all recognition? And what was a once-disgraced swoop racer turned surreptitious starship captain doing among them, convalescing in a private room in one of Aurora's most exclusive wings? The comlink Sampa insisted he wear on his belt chimed.
Captain Jadak,
a droid voice said.
You are requested to return to Building 1 and report directly to Dr. Sampa's office. If you need assistance, simply state your present location and transport will be arranged.
I'll get there on my own 2 feet, Jadak said.
He wasn't scheduled to meet with Sampa until later in the day, but the neurologist had an annoying habit of altering appointments, and the last-minute change in plans did little to improve Jadak's mood. By the time he reached the office, he was wound up. But Sampa wasn't there waiting for him. In the reception area sat the most attractive female Jadak had ever seen, human or humanoid, and for a moment, he wasn't entirely sure whether she was one or the other. Dr. Bazant, the Twi'lek psychotherapist, was a vision, but this woman...
Captain Jadak, she said, standing up and extending her hand. I'm Koi Choir with CHNL.
In high-heeled shoes, she was almost his height, and wearing a long skirt and a short jacket that hugged her torso.